Baruch haba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue the Shmir Saloshon from the Chavetz Chaim Shar Tuna Periches in Shinra 173. We are learning a very extremely important topic, a sadistic topic that literally one can say his life depends upon it. In regards to Avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem, everything happens because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we've been discussing that when someone is Mecharif, when someone is Megadif, and someone insults you, and someone embarrasses you, and the person has the siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to respond and to accept it from Hashem, which is extremely, extremely difficult, and from to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is sending these words to the person, it's all, as we start off saying, Hashem is in charge. And it's his averus that brought this about. And sometimes it's a little difficult to swallow that it's a person's averus. But let's focus on the fact that Hashem is the one who's sending these words. And just like David HaMelech said to his soldiers about Shimi ben Gera, when Shimi ben Gera was cursing him in front of all his men, which was horrifically embarrassing. And he said the words, Hashem Amalei Kalal, Hashem told him to curse. It wasn't just Shimi ben Gera to David HaMelech. Any words of insult, any words that we don't like, that are displeasing to us, any situation that happens, we had discussed in the last year, in the beginning of Periches, of Shmir Salosh and Shara Tevuna, that it's HaKadosh Baruch who is sending this. And we have to appreciate that it's for our best. And I say, how in the world can I appreciate that's for my best? Well, let's just try to think for a second. Does anybody ever go to the doctor and they have to have a procedure, they have to have something done by the doctor, and it's painful? They walk themselves into the doctor's office. Why would the person do that? Why would a person want to put himself in a situation of pain? And the answer is because he knows it's the best for him. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what's best for your neshama. And what happens if a person accepts this properly? Im yizkeh l'midazu, continues the Chavetz Chaim. Im yizkeh l'midazu b'shleimus, if a person acquires this unbelievable midah of patience, of tolerance, of savlanus, to the highest degree, which is a lifetime's nisayan challenge that we have to work for, we have to work at. The person will be viewed in the category of people who are me'oyavei Hashem, for those who love Hashem. And this person will shine. This man, this lady will shine. Just like the sun goes out, and we know at 12:30 p.m., at 1:30 p.m., when it's a very sunny day, you pick up your face, you can't look at the sun. You can't even pick up your head. You have to put your hand over your eyes. It's too bright. It's too sunny. The person will elevate himself because he conquered his Yetzirah here in this world. This is what Chazal tells us, and as the Chavetz Chaim is bringing us down. Like the sun comes out in its mighty shining strength, you will shine like this with Kedusha. Because you overpowered your Yetzirah. Now let's understand what this means in a practical sense. Let's talk Lamaisa or Baisai. Person's having an argument. He's having a discussion between him and a friend, him and a spouse. And he's able to remind himself. And he doesn't agree with the other person. You don't have to agree with the other person. You have your way of thinking. They have their way of thinking. But what are the words you're going to use? If we remind ourselves that Hashem is the one who's sending these words to you, and that Hashem is there right now with this discussion, your response and your tone of voice is different, as opposed to if you think that this person is the one who's saying these mean, harmful words to you, and this person is responsible for all the pain and suffering that you're going through. It's a whole different ballgame. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim is educating us over here. As Chazal tell us in Shabbos, Daf Pei Chesmet Beis. Hane'elovin ve'enon olvin. Those who are ne'elovin ve'enon olvin. They hear the insult. They suffer the disgraceful comments. But they don't respond. Shemin cherpasin ve'en mashivin. Continues the Gemara from the Pasuk in Shoiftim. They hear the disgrace, but they don't reply. Oisin mi ava. And why are they doing this? Because they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their loving Father, is the one who is sending this for your benefit. Yes, this is for your benefit. So you have it here in this world, and you don't have it in the world to come. And it's a very difficult pill to swallow. Sometimes people have pills to take, and they're like, mamish, like a horse pill, like they're massive. How are you going to swallow that? Well, maybe you'll break it in half or in thirds. But then it says you can't break it, you just have to get it down. Because they know this is from Hashem. And they're doing the oyisim yi'ava. This is a level to strive for. They're accepting this with love from Hashem. Oyisim yi'ava. U'smeichin. U'smeichin. Be a surin. You hear this, Rabbi say? Smeichin. This is a level to strive for. We can't just think we're on this level right away. Aleim akos of oymer. Of oyevav kitzis Hashem shkvarasa. And then the Pasuk says that they who love Hashem will be like the sun going out with its strength, with its might. This is something to strive for. The sun will not just be a bright yellow ball of fire, but it'll be the Kedusha that's emanating you, and the Kedusha means the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ava that Hashem says, you come sit at the dais. Hashem says, you're going to sit at the dais at my Suda, in my house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you who were able to refrain and you accepted mi Ava b'simcha, come join me at the head table.